Judge, just a point. I think Mr. Deegan did ask the witness if the use of the transcript would refresh his recollection at the outset of the question.
All right, you may resume.
You stated here, you have to remember that we are at war here. We have been declared enemies of our own nation. And if you haven't realized that war, let me tell you once again, we are at war. An overwhelming show of force will dictate that there will probably not be a shot fired.
Okay. Okay, so at the time this complaint was sworn, which was the 23rd of September 2015, what facts did you have to support the termed sovereign citizen movement, sovereign nation?
Objection, Your Honor. It's already been asked and answered.
I believe it has, but it's cross-examination. You can answer if you can.
I think I've already answered that. I don't know what else to...
Well, you answered a habeas corpus and some filings, but those would have been after the date of this complaint. So I'm asking specifically the facts... that supported those specific verbiage by you in the complaint, which was on the 23rd day of September 2015.
I'll say the same thing, the same documents that you've already stated.
So you're saying the habeas corpus?
We're not talking about the documents that you filed on me or the court system. We're talking about since this piece of paper, we're talking about documents that you filed in countless other courts and other documents that are all public record.
Okay. Okay. You say countless courts. What courts are those?
You have filed other documents with the Supreme Court of Appeals and stuff in Charleston.
That's case number 15-0491. Is that what you're referencing? A complaint?
I'm not sure which case it is.
Okay, so you're saying that the filing of a case with the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals in Charleston is the facts that you base the verbiage sovereign citizen movement, sovereign nation on?
Objection, Your Honor. It's already been asked and answered.
We don't have. That's what I said.
Okay. And so, when did I ever say sovereign movement?
Objection, Your Honor. It's already been asked and answered.
Overruled. You can answer if you can.
I can't.
So if you cannot answer some very simple questions about statements that you made under oath in a complaint, why would those be made by you under oath?
Because at the time they were fresh in my mind and I can't recall where those comments came from.
What comments are you referencing there in that statement?
The comments that you just asked me about.
Well, I asked you earlier if it wasn't in quotation marks, if it was your statements, and the sovereign movement, sovereign citizen, sovereign nation are not in quotation marks. So those would be your verbiage, correct?
Yes.
Did you take an oath of office when you became a member of the West Virginia State Police?
Yes.
Do you remember that oath of office?
Objection, Your Honor, it's not relevant.
Sustained.
Do you support the Constitution for the United States of America?
Objection, Your Honor.
In that oath?
Sustained.
So other than the, as you put it, filings in the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, were there any other facts that you based this sworn complaint on?
Objection, Your Honor. It's already been asked and answered.
It has been. Objection sustained.
Okay, may I approach the witness?
Right.
Do you recognize that paper?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that would be the front page of the complaint?
Correct.
Okay. And the officer title that you swore to on there, what's on that line?
It says Trooper First Class.
Okay. Is that the way that that's supposed to be signed?
Objection, Your Honor. It's not relevant.
I'm not sure what the question goes to.
Okay. Well, I have West Virginia code that specifies how it's supposed to be. What's supposed to be on that line?
What line are you talking about?
It's on the complaint. What is it? Office title or position, I believe.
Well, sir, I don't have the document in front of me.
It's the front page of the complaint.
I don't have the document in front of me.
Okay.
Objection sustained. If you're not going to give me the document to look at, then let's move on.
Do you want me to walk?
Next question. Next question, please.
Okay. Are you aware of West Virginia Code 15-2-12D?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
All right, I think I'm done.
Trooper Williams, I want to go to this conference call that you all just talked about. You testified that the conference call came from Hudok.info, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And did you say you had made multiple copies?
Yes, sir.
Did you check all those copies to make sure that they're true and accurate to the conference call that was posted on Hudok.info?
When they were made, yes.
Okay. And did you hear the conference call that was played yesterday?
Yes, sir.
And was that a true and accurate copy?
Yes, sir, it was.
There were some questions about the identification of the defendant. You had stated that you went into a meeting and you were made aware of this conference call, correct?
That's correct.
Had the voice of Thomas Deegan already been identified at that point?
I don't recall. I believe so.
Okay. Through further investigation, was Thomas Deegan's voice identified?
Yes, sir.
And have you had multiple opportunities to listen to the voice of Thomas Deegan to be able to identify his voice?
Multiple.
I want to just play a few clips for you. Well, on the topic of identifying the defendant's voice. Your Honor, I believe I have permission to publish Exhibit 4A.
Is that the conference call?
That is the conference call.
You may.
And while I'm opening up, is this this file name, did you create that file name, or was that the file name that was assigned to it on Hudok.info?
That's the file name that was assigned to it.
Okay. And so it was called Conference Call with Thomas 9-14-15?
Yes, sir. I believe it says 64 megabytes after that.
Okay, gotcha.
Now we have a document that we're working on that can free this country and can place everything in secure hands before a transition.
you identify that voice as being Thomas Deegan's?
Yes, sir.
Rock, stick, and they're taking to the streets en masse, and we have guns here, and we're not doing anything. And so they're looking it up, and they're actually laughing at us right now, because we haven't done anything. So we've laid the lawful platform here in West Virginia to do it. The documents that Steve's drawn up will not be released until they're done and they're signed, and that there is enforcement ready to go, because these documents are going to place the three men signing it in grave danger. And so we need to see people in West Virginia.
I'm going to stop it there. First, do you identify this as Thomas Deegan's voice?
Yes, sir.
And what he just spoke about, were those the filings that you were referring to when you were talking to the defendant about filings that he would release to others?
Yes, sir.
Before their release. You, they can see the documents, but they will not be posted online anywhere. They will not be spread around until we see people, bodies in West Virginia. No, we're not looking for a run and gun cowboy affair here. We're simply looking for the removal of specific persons from specific locations and to hold that location long enough for the National Guard and military to start receiving civil orders and to start obeying them.
And the remainder of that clip, did you recognize that to be Thomas Deegan's voice?
Yes, sir.
Thomas Deegan's voice?
Yes, sir.
I just have one more clip for you here.
Question. I'm just curious, after listening to all this, I'm fully for this, but what's going to happen when this all takes place? I mean, are the police going to be with us? Is there going to be rioting and looting in the streets? I mean, well, how's this all going to be handled?
Was that Thomas Deegan or somebody asking a question?
That was someone asking a question.
You're looking there, and me. And if you see the police coming and pulling up in a vehicle, I suggest you shoot them.
And did you identify that to be Thomas Deegan?
Yes, sir.
There's been some questions asked about sovereign citizen, and you say that those were your words, correct?
Yes, sir.
Have you dealt with individuals that you would call sovereign citizens?
Yes, sir.
And so a lot of the actions that you had seen in this conference call and the video and that, would you describe that type of talk as somebody, I guess, identifying themselves with sovereign citizen movement?
That's correct.
Okay, and again, those were your words, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You were also talking about anti-government comments that were made by the defendant, Thomas Deegan. Were filings the only thing that you saw that reflected to you that the defendant is anti-government?
The countless YouTube videos and the other conference calls.
Okay. So including the conference call that we heard yesterday?
Yes, sir. The conference call and the YouTube videos and the filings that we spoke of.
I have no further questions for the witness at this time, Your
Honor. Mr. Deegan?
You just mentioned countless YouTube videos. Can you identify the titles of those YouTube videos that you said I was on that allowed you to form the opinion that I was a sovereign citizen or in the sovereign movement?
I can't recollect all the titles that I've listened to.
You said several. Would that mean more than five?
I couldn't put a number to it.
Is relying upon the Constitution anti-government?
Objection, Your Honor, not relevant.
Sustained.
Okay, and you answered in the affirmative to Mr. Rogers here when he said that the filings in that clip, unidentified filings, were the ones that helped you to form the opinion that I was of the sovereign citizen movement. Is that correct?
Objection, Your Honor, not relevant. I didn't ask that question.
Well, the jury will recall the questions that were asked, but the objection to that question is overruled. You may answer if you can.
Can you repeat the question, sir?
Mr. Rogers asked you if the filings that you had spoken of that helped you to form the basis for your opinions in the complaint were the filings that were referred to in the short clip that he played just a few moments ago.
No, sir. That was a different question that Mr. Rogers asked me.
The filings that are in that clip, that are mentioned in that audio clip, are those the ones that you were using to form your opinions in this complaint?
No, sir.
Okay. Could you identify the filings then that you're saying that you used to support the claims in this complaint?
Objection, Your Honor. It's been asked and answered.
Well, it was brought up on redirect, so... You can answer if you can.
I don't recall.
Okay.
I have nothing else.
I have no further questions at this time. I may need to recall Trooper Williams for possible
work. Thank you, Trooper Williams. You can have a seat back at council table. Next witness, please.
State would call Steve Stevens.
Do you solemnly affirm that the evidence you give before the court and jury in the case of bar shall mean the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, shall be God?
I do.
Your Honor, I would like to address an issue about Trooper Williams. He said he may be subject to recall, and so I would like to ask that he leave the courtroom until he's no longer able to recall him.
I asked for rebuttal, but I don't have an issue with that.
Okay. Trooper Williams, please step outside.
Sir, could you state your name for the court, please?
Steve Stevens.
And Mr. Stevens, what's your occupation?
I am Chief of Confinement Operations for the Wood County Sheriff's Department in Parkersburg, Wood County, West Virginia.
And what's your experience, Chief?
My experience on the home confinement side of things, I've been there, it'll be 6 years in April. Prior to that, I spent 28 years as a Vienna Police Department, from patrolman up to police chief. Retired there in 2010, and prior to that, I spent 2.5 years as a Wood County Deputy Sheriff.
And as your role as chief, what are your duties with home confinement?
I supervise the day-to-day operations of home confinement, make sure that the officers are out checking the people, and we're getting our drug test and everything that goes along with that job, getting the court orders, making sure that we're enforcing the court orders, and keeping the files on our clients.
And in your capacity with the Home Confinement Office, has your office been had the occasion to supervise the defendant, Thomas Deegan?
Yes.
And do you see him in the courtroom this morning?
Yes, Mr. Deegan's right here in a striped shirt.
Will the record reflect the witness has identified the defendant?
Record may so show.
And, Chief, can you tell me the ways that you can be hooked up on home confinement. Is GPS an option?
Yes, GPS is an option.
Okay. And was Mr. Deegan on GPS?
He was.
Okay. And can you explain the GPS system for the court, if you don't mind?
Sure. The GPS system basically is a tracker that we put on their ankle. Typically, it's on their ankle. Sometimes if people have physical problems, we'll put them on their wrist, but we don't try to do that very often. The GPS tracker is just kind of like your GPS that you'll have in your vehicle or anything else. Works under the same thing. It's a global positioning system. And the only requirement that with the GPS system is that you have to actually charge it for a couple hours a day. The batteries will expire within usually 24, 25 hours, so we try to make sure that they charge them for 2 hours a day. But the way the system works is we put the bracelet on the client, and we entered into the computer system for 3M. That's the company that we use. Wood County Sheriff's Office, we lease the 3M monitor bracelets. We don't own those. We lease those. We pay to get that equipment. Once that tracker is issued to an individual, it's put in the computer system, and then we take them outside. And it's actually picked up by the satellite system. So it can be anywhere from 6 to 8 satellites that will actually pick up the different positionings of that tracker. Depending upon weather and things of that nature, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but we need to get the GPS acclimated to the ankle bracelet to make sure that we're getting a reading. And that's pretty much how the system works. One thing about GPS, which is really good, is that it gives us a pretty close proximity of someone's location at all times. The other system we have does not give us any kind of reading on that. It's called an RF system, and it's based on when somebody leaves their house or comes back in the house. There's no location. but somebody on a GPS system, it will actually tell us if they're driving down the interstate how fast they're going, just like you would on your GPS in your car.
Okay, so you can, is there like a computer or something you can look at to see if somebody is wearing a GPS unit? You can look at this computer and see where that person is at any given time, is that correct?
Well, not only the computer at the office, but we can actually get them on our phones now. Everybody in the office carries our phones. And what happens is that, let's say, for instance, somebody was on GPS system, and we can put what's called an inclusion zone, which means they have to stay in that zone, and if they go outside that zone, we'll get an alert on it. Or an exclusion zone. Let's say, for instance, we had a sex offender, and we did not want them to be around any of the schools, so we can put an exclusion zone around schools and daycares and stuff like that. So if anybody got close to that, it would alert us too. And myself and the four officers that work for me in house arrest, we carry our cell phones with us at all times, and we get notified on any kind of alerts 24/7, 365 days a year.
Okay, so can you go in your system and see any given day where somebody was while they were wearing this unit?
Yes, it keeps historical. As long as that person has been on the system, you can go back every day and see exactly where they were at.
And were you able to see where Thomas Deegan was on September the 14th, 2015?
Yes.
And can you tell me, and is this on the system that you said you could go back and look any individual day, correct?
That's correct.
And can you print that out?
Yes.
And did you do that?
I did.
Right. May I approach your witness, Your Honor?
The record reflects I'm showing the defendant was within mark of state's exhibit number 6.
Chief Stevens, I'm showing you what's been marked as state's exhibit number 6. Can you tell me what that is?
Excuse me. yes, sir. This is a print-off that I made from the history of Mr. Deegan on September 14th from midnight that day until 11:59 p.m., 24 hours. Well, 23 hours and 59 minutes later.
And can you tell me where he was on September the 14th, 2015?
Yes, it showed him at his residence located in Mineral Wells.
Okay. And is that in Wood County?
It is.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Wood County, West Virginia, actually.
Okay. And he didn't leave that residence all day?
No, he did not.
Did you get the GPS unit back from that was hooked up to the defendant, Thomas Deegan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was he wearing it at the time of arrest? Did you get it or did somebody else?
I wasn't present when he was arrested, but our department recovered the GPS unit once he's arrested.
I have no problem. Actually, I would at this time move to admit State's Exhibit Number 6 into evidence.
What's the defendant's position on the request to admit State's Exhibit Number 6?
It's from 3M. I mean, I would like 3M to certify it, but... That would be my only problem with it.
All right. State's Exhibit Number 6 is admitted.
I have no further questions for this witness at this time.
Any questions, Mr. Deegan?
Yes. Okay. Mr. Stevens, how long was I on home confinement approximately?
Sir, I showed you being hooked up on December the 23rd of 2014.
Okay.
And my records indicate that you were arrested on September 23rd, 2015.
Okay. And in that time period, I would have been checked upon on a regular basis or fairly regularly?
Yeah, I'd say probably at least weekly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And besides those visits, is there anything else that they would do when they came?
Oh, yes, sir. As you well know, when on house arrest, we go in and we do periodic searches of the residence to make sure there's no weapons or drugs or any illegal activity that we can do. The officers go in and check. Also, based on that, we do random drug tests that we would take also from any of the clients, unless they were going through the day report center, which they go ahead and drug test there. But typically, we would do all that.
Okay. And did I have any problems with any of your officers during that 9 month or so period of time?
No, sir. The only Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The only negative incident that we had the time that you were on, and it was not your doing, it was with your father who had a toy gun that was out in the backyard that we got a call of a man with a gun at your property, and then we found out what the circumstances were, and it was not related to you. When I was there, you were in bed asleep, actually.
Okay, and so you've never had a single problem with me?
No, sir.
And I never expressed my hatred of you or your fellow officers?
Objection, not relevant, no.
Objection's overruled. You may continue with the question.
I never showed any hatred towards you or your officers.
No, sir, you were respectful to my officers and myself.
And I was always sociable, and I complied with the terms of the home confinement completely?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay. And so the only incident besides the arrest on this complaint was because my father and a toy gun, and it had nothing to do with me whatsoever.
That would be correct.
All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
I have no further questions for the witness.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is he excused from further attendance?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Diggin?
I won't need him.
Okay. Yes, you're excused from further
Thank
attendance.
Thank
you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard evidence concerning alleged conduct or other acts of the defendant which are not charged at this indictment. You are instructed that such evidence is not admitted as proof of the defendant's guilt on the present charge. This evidence is admitted for limited purpose only, and it may be considered by you only in deciding whether a given issue or element relevant to the present charge has been proven. In this instance, the evidence of the defendant being on home confinement may be considered only for the purpose of determining whether the defendant had the opportunity to commit a crime or be on the conference call, and whether the defendant was in Wood County on the date of the alleged crime. Such evidence is not relevant to any other matters, such as the character of the defendant, whether the defendant is a bad person, or whether the defendant had the propensity or the disposition to commit the crime charged. This evidence may not be considered in that regard, since the defendant's character is not an issue. In addition, it is not proper for the state to prove a criminal case by evidence that the defendant may have committed other criminal acts or may have been a bad person. Accordingly, this evidence may be considered by you only for the limited purpose for which it has been admitted. Next witness, please.
The state rests, Your Honor.
Mr. Deegan, first witness, please.
Philip Hudock.
Raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you solemnly affirm that the evidence you give before the court and jury in the case of bar shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
You may be seated.
All right, would you please give your full name for the record?
My name is Philip John Hudock.
And what is your occupation, Mr. Hudock?
I taught high school for 40 years. Physics, chemistry, biology. I'm presently a substitute teacher, and I have a photography business called Century Photo that I started in 1974.
I approach the witness.
You may.
Now, I'm handing you exhibit marked Exhibit 1. Do you recognize it?
Yes, I copied this disc and wrote three videos on there.
Okay. Can you tell, since you copied it, has it been modified and altered in any way from its original form?
No, these are the three videos that were on the website.
And I move admission of Defense Exhibit 1.
I don't believe it says where they're from. I might have missed that.
Well, perhaps you can clarify that.
Well, the video on there, what mm-hmm. are they regarding?
Okay, there are two videos that were live stream videos from your domicile.
Okay.
Okay. One was your presentation, and one was mine, and Gene Stoniker was in it a little bit.
Okay. And
okay. So those are two videos. The third video is the video that was made where Gene Stoniker and I petitioned the West Virginia legislature.
Okay. And the date of the video that I'm in, do you remember the date of that video?
That was in July. I believe it was the 24th, but I'm not sure, but I know it was July.
Okay. What year was that?
2015.
I would object, Your Honor. I haven't heard any relevance of these videos.
How are these videos relevant?
There's only actually one that I'm in that I would like to play as a rebuttal to what's already been played.
Can you ask the jury to the bench? You can have a seat outside, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty good.